英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world.
Hello, good morning, everybody. 这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声，现在为您播出的是迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目《英语大赢家》，我是江涛老师。那么在上周周五呢，Gucci 陪阿美呢去专卖店去买衣服哈。那么Gucci呢发现自己以前很想买的一件衣服，那么现在呢因为 out of season， 所以呢打五折 50% off， 于是就毫不犹豫的卖下了它 ，right？ 好，那么对于我们上周的这个内容呢，我们就复习到这个地方，下面继续进行我们今天的新内容。今天为大家准备的话题呢，依然是发生在 Scene 27 Shopping Mall 地点27购物中心的话题二，时尚消费 Topic 2 Fashion Consumer。那么这个阿美的阿姨啊 Cindy 啊，这个又出来一个新人物是吧？啊，她呀，这也是时尚一族，她热衷于时尚消费。您看这部呀。他这天带着阿美呢来逛这个 shopping mall 啊，大谈这个 fashion consumer 啊，时尚消费。这个时尚消费到底对不对呢？是吧？啊，我们经常有人会谈论是吧？这个时尚的这个东西啊，跟不起，太贵了，是吧？那么到底咱们时尚消费 fashion consumer 到底消费的是什么东西呢？来一块来听听咱们今天的情景剧。
Wow, they've got everything here. All the world's famous brands. Aunt Cindy, what is your favorite brand?
I love all the fashionable things, but my favorite brand is Chanel.
Oh, that's a very expensive brand, but with good reason.
Yeah, each style is specially designed by world's top designers, so they can always make you look amazing.
I see. Come here.The high heels here look really attractive, but I wonder whether it's comfortable to wear any of them.
Not really, especially at the beginning. If you wear high heels all day long, your feet would hurt. But no big deal, women can always get used to that.
It's not a simple thing to be beautiful.
Sure, but everyone loves to be beautiful. Hey, do you think this pair of sunglasses matches the handbag well?
Yeah, very tasteful.And with them, you look even more fashionable. Oh, there are so many French perfumes. Oops, perfumes for guys? So strange.
Come on, fashion is not only for women. Men also share the equal right to chase fashion. It's the new fashion for men to wear perfumes, which is called cologne.
Oh, really? That's really something new. I'm afraid not everyone can accept it.
It takes time for that. But people's consuming attitudes are changing quickly.
That's true. Well, it's obvious that fashion is not a cheap thing. So do you spend all your money on it?
No. Fashion is just part of my life, which improves its quality. But also, I'm good at financing. I have a credit card, but I never overdraft.
How is it that you are my mom's sister? You two are so different.She always picks up bargains and spends more than she earns. You do so much better than her.
I have to say that's just the result of difference of our consumptive habits.
哦，原来啊，这个阿美的阿姨 Cindy 带着阿美呢来逛这个 shopping mall。那阿姨呢啊表示啊，时尚只是她生活的一部分，是吧？她并没有在此呢投入大量的 money， 来大量的金钱。那阿美说呢，说我妈呀总是买这个便宜货，是吧？啊，那 Cindy 呢，她阿姨就认为哦，这只是个人的消费习惯不同罢了，是不是？那么刚才呢，在咱们的情景剧当中啊，听到的情景剧当中呢，也学到了，是吧？啊，这个流行，哎，这个单词就是 in， right？ 啊 ，in in 表示流行、进去、入时。那表示过期了、过时了呢？哎，那个介词 out。那我们上节课学到一个 out of season， right？ 哎 ，out and in， out 出去是吧？ in 进来入时，一个是过时，一个是入时。好，那么接下来呢，我们看一看今天的重点词词组讲解的 first keyword is heel。Heel, H-E-E-L. 那在情景剧中啊，这个 Cindy 在和这个阿美在谈论这个时尚的时候啊，就会讲到这个一种东西，开始穿的时候啊，是吧？啊，这个脚会很疼啊，尤其是一整天都穿啊，到底什么那么疼呢？ 哎，您听一听这个情景剧啊，姜老师给您重复一遍哈。他说 ，Especially at the beginning, if you wear high heels all day long, your feet would hurt. 啊，你的脚 ，your feet would hurt. 你的脚会受伤，如果你穿一天，尤其是吧，在最开始的时候，你穿一整天的时候，到底穿的是什么呢 ？High 高。Heel， 哎，高高高高什么呢？对了，高跟鞋。那么，所以呢，这个今天我们学到的第一个单词 heel，H-E-E-L， 在这个地方呢，就是鞋跟的意思。那么 high heel， 那就是高跟是吧？高鞋跟，高跟鞋啊。看一个例子哈，那么有些女孩啊，就喜欢穿高跟鞋是吧？啊，怎么说呢？我们就会说她经常是吧 ？Always wear high heels。Right? 那有些这个女孩呢，她就会说 ，I only wear high heels on special occasions。哎，只在特殊的场合穿高跟鞋是吧？啊，那么这个 heel 啊，除了做这个鞋跟做名词讲以外的话呢，那还可以呢当这个什么呢？当这个动词用是吧？啊，举个例子是吧？啊，这个鞋啊需要这个上鞋底儿啊，并且呢修这个跟是吧？怎么说呢？哎，这个 these shoes need soling and heeling 啊，这是动词，表示修鞋跟的意思。那么这个 heel 做动词的时候，除了有这个修鞋跟以外呢，还有紧追的意思，是吧？哎，比如说 the police were on our heels， 哎，这是什么意思呢？说 the police 警察 were 啊，这个 be 动词的过去时 ，the police were。On our heels， 这个警察呀，这个在我们的鞋跟上头，那这是什么意思呢 ？We're on our heels， 那这个地方是什么意思？哎，就是指的是这个警察呀，就好像是这个口香糖一样粘在我们的鞋跟上，什么意思呢？他一直都在紧追着我们，都在紧跟着我们 ，right？ 啊，所以呢，您看呢，其实，在英文当中呢，这些个词汇的这个。啊，这个用法呀是非常的这个灵活，也是非常的有意思的。heel 鞋跟 ，high heel 高跟鞋是吧？啊，还有什么修后跟是吧？修鞋跟啊，修鞋底。那么还有呢，如果是 on somebody's heels， 就是紧追的意思是吧？好，来接下来看第二个重点单词，第二个重点单词呢 ，match。那么在说到这个时尚的时候啊，时尚消费的时候 ，match 这个单词呢，咱们就不能不讲了。为什么呢？因为我们在讲时尚的时候啊，哎，我们都会说呀，什么样的皮带配什么样的衬衣，配什么样的裤子，配什么样的领带，是不是？什么样的手提包呢？配什么样的太阳眼镜？那么这个配搭配都是这个单词 match。在我们今天的情景剧当中呢，就有这样一句话说 ：“Hey, do you think this pair of sunglasses matches the handbag well？” 哎，在这个地方的意思就是，嘿，你觉得这副太阳眼镜和手提包搭配起来怎么样呢？这个叫 match 的意思就是搭配啊。比如说，这顶帽子和鞋子完全搭配 ，The hat and the shoes are a perfect match。那当然在这个地方这个 match 做这个名词哈，它是既可以做名词又可以做动词，都是表示搭配的意思啊。再造一个句子，说您这个家里头这窗帘啊和这个油漆啊，不相配，怎么说呢？ The curtains don't match the paint， 衬衣的颜色呀和这个裤子不相配。 The color of the shirt does not match thatOf the trousers， 那么比如说啊，这个影片呢啊，没有我想象的那么好啊，还说是这个好莱坞大片呢，是吧？啊，实际上啊就是这么回事。The film didn't match up to my expectations。啊 ，match， right？ 啊，既可以做名词，又可以做动词的这样一个表示搭配 match。那当然呢，这个 match 呢还可以做名词，是吧？表示火柴的意思。那么接下来呢，我们看今天的重点词组 get used to。在今天的情景剧中啊 ，Cindy 说，女孩啊都会适应那个的，是吧 ？Women can always get used to that. Women can always get used to that. 这个地方 get used to 的意思就是习惯于 get used to。get used to 后面呢是加 something。 啊，比如说不久你就会习惯这种气候的。 You get used to the climate soon. 你不久会习惯这种气候，是吧？这个要适应另外一个国家的风俗习惯呢，是很困难的。怎么说呢？ It is difficult to get used to another country's customs. Get used to something, right? 就是指的就是习惯于某事情，是不是习惯于做某事情？注意这个 get used to， 千万要和 used to 要分开。get used to 是指的是这个习惯什么什么事情，后面的是加 something， 而 used to do something 是指的什么呢？是过去经常常常做什么事情。注意两个词组的意思也不一样，是吧？两个词组的构成部分也不一样，一个是 used to， 另外一个是 get used to。 好，接下来呢，我们总结一下今天的功能性句型。那第一个就是我爱所有的时尚的东西。 OK， 我最喜欢的牌子是什么样的牌子？那这句话怎么说呢？ I love all the fashionable things。我喜欢所有的时尚的东西。 And my favorite brand is 我最喜欢的牌子是什么，是吧？ I love all the fashionable things but my favorite brand 就是指的这个我最喜欢的牌子。我们今天第二个 functional sentence 就是什么呢？这个每一款呢都是世界顶级的设计师专门设计的。那怎么说呢？我们在这个描述某一个时尚商品的时候，是吧，奢侈品的时候，我们可能会说哇，每一款呢都是世界顶级的设计师专门设计的。怎么说呢？ Each style is especially designed by world's top designers. Each style每一个款 is especially designed 专门设计，被谁呢？ By world's top designers、为什么这么贵啊？这就是为什么这么贵的原因。 OK， 好，下面呢来看 the third functional sentence 说男士香水是一种新时尚，是吧？怎么说的呢？ It is the new fashion for men to wear perfumes。男士香水是一种新的时尚。 It is the new fashion for men to wear perfume. To wear perfumes. 注意这个抹香水的动词是 wear， 穿戴的穿戴。那个 wear wear perfume 不是穿戴香水，而是喷香水用香水。 OK， 好，接下来呢我们再听一遍今天的情景剧录音。
Wow, they've got everything here. All the world's famous brands. Aunt Cindy, what is your favorite brand?
I love all the fashionable things, but my favorite brand is Chanel.
Oh, that's a very expensive brand, but with good reason.
Yeah, each style is specially designed by world's top designers, so they can always make you look amazing.
I see. Come here.The high heels here look really attractive, but I wonder whether it's comfortable to wear any of them.
Not really, especially at the beginning. If you wear high heels all day long, your feet would hurt. But no big deal, women can always get used to that.
It's not a simple thing to be beautiful.
Sure, but everyone loves to be beautiful. Hey, do you think this pair of sunglasses matches the handbag well?
Yeah, very tasteful.And with them, you look even more fashionable. Oh, there are so many French perfumes. Oops, perfumes for guys? So strange.
Come on, fashion is not only for women. Men also share the equal right to chase fashion. It's the new fashion for men to wear perfumes, which is called cologne.
Oh, really? That's really something new. I'm afraid not everyone can accept it.
It takes time for that. But people's consuming attitudes are changing quickly.
That's true. Well, it's obvious that fashion is not a cheap thing. So do you spend all your money on it?
No. Fashion is just part of my life, which improves its quality. But also, I'm good at financing. I have a credit card, but I never overdraft.
How is it that you are my mom's sister? You two are so different. She always picks up bargains and spends more than she earns. You do so much better than her.
I have to say that's just the result of difference of our consumptive habits.
Welcome back to Winners English.This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声迎奥运全民讲英语特别节目英语大赢家。好，接下来的时间呢，让我们共同来进入行业英语每日一句。
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕，全民讲英语，
大家都爱你。
好，欢迎大家进入行业英语每日一句。那今天的江老师呢，要教会所有那些在能源行业工作的听众朋友每日一句。那今天呢，我教的这句话呢是有一定的现实意义的 ，right？ 啊，怎么说呢？这句话教给大家是在过去的几个月里，油价一直上涨。那这句话怎么说呢？啊 ，in the past months， 啊 ，in the past months。在过去的数月当中，是吧？一定要注意是复数。In the past months, the price of oil has continued to rise. 在过去的几个月里 ，in the past months 啊，在过去的几个月里 ，the price of oil 油价，石油的价格 ，the price of oil has continued to rise 一直在不断的 rise 在上涨 ，right？ OK， 那么这句话 for the final time， I will read that for you again。在过去的几个月里，油价一直上涨。In the past months, the price of oil has continued to rise。好，今天的节目就到这个地方，明天同一时间同一频率，江涛老师和您不见。